Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you? This is Tree. I haven't been on in a couple of days, and I've really got to put a schedule together, which I intend to do this month. I mean, this weekend. So, and happy holidays to whatever you're getting ready to celebrate or celebrating already. So, I had told you guys, those who listen now or listen later, I told you guys I was going to do a meditation to meet your soulmate, right? You know, and so that's what I intend on doing tonight. How cool is that, right? Meeting your soulmate. So, we can do something about making your soulmate relationship stronger, right? So if you guys are having a few challenges, and that's normal, so too as well. So that's what I'm going to do. Before we start, what I want you to do, and like I said, I'll listen to this and see what I think, but what I want you to do is really find a place that's comfortable. Don't drive, okay? Very important. Do not drive while you're doing this, right? Or be at a concert. No, just kidding. But it's important that you're in a relaxing place that you feel safe in, okay? And that's important. So what I would like you to do is find that place. Maybe you're going to sit on the couch, sit on a chair. Maybe you're going to lay down in bed. Anything is okay. There's no wrong way to do this, okay? So on that note, what I want you to do is, relax yourself, close your eyes, and I want you to think about your feet. Just, picture them in your mind's eye, your feet. Just relaxing and grounding you. You know, maybe you see a cord going to the bottom of your feet down through the earth. Maybe you just have a perception of it. Whatever works for you. Just imagine your feet relaxing and the energy flowing through your toes. And this is grounding you. Okay? The other thing, so we're going to move up our body now and relax it. So think about your calf muscles just relaxing. You may feel like the sheet on you, or if you're under the covers a little bit, or maybe you're, sitting there on your couch or wherever, but you can feel the covers or whatever, gently against your skin. And so your calves are relaxing, your feet are relaxing, and both of your thighs are relaxing. The right one, picture that, just the energy flowing out through your feet. Your left one, the energy flowing out from your thigh to through your feet. Okay. And breathing in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth as you're going through the relaxation exercise, okay? So the next thing I want you to do is feel your tummy. Your tummy's just relaxing, okay? It's the only time where you can sit around and have a relaxed tummy. This time we're holding it in, right? So relax your stomach muscles, just breathing in and out, in through your nose, out through your mouth, okay? And then what I want you to do is go up through your tummy, through your chest muscles. Relax your chest muscles. Okay. Relax your shoulders. Totally relaxing. Relax the middle of your back, the bottom of your back. Feel that part of your body relaxing. Just do it now. Okay. All right. And then visualize your arms in your mind's eye, your right arm. And your left arm, just feeling totally relaxed, okay? And then your fingers, your hand, feel your hand relaxing. Maybe it's relaxing on the bed or on the sofa. Maybe it's your hands are on your tummy. But just imagine your arm, your left arm and your right arm, just totally relaxed. Your hands are relaxed too as well. And you feel the energy just flowing through your fingertips, okay? Sound good? All right. I want to bring it back up to your face, okay? So imagine your face. Your eyes are closed. And what I want you to do is imagine that your jaws are relaxing. Your mouth is relaxing. Your eyes are relaxing. Your forehead is relaxing. Okay? Do you see that? Feel that? Top of your head. Just relax. Everything is just totally, totally, really relaxed. And you tap the brakes and you're taking a break for yourself right now, right? So what I want you to do is, in your mind's eye, do you see any parts of your body, your physical body, that is not relaxed? If you do, command that part of your body to relax now. You can do that gently. You can do that very firmly, whatever works for you. Okay? Now, maybe you have an angel or that you work with or you would like to work with. You can call that angel, any archangels in. I will tell you this. Archangel Shamuel, with soulmate relationships and strengthening them and helping you discover yours. And also, Archangel, he's an ascended master. Angus helps you connect you with your twin flame or twin soul if you feel like you want to do that. So call those two in. You can call Michael. You can call an angel that you've known since you were a child, whatever works for you. Or you can just call light and love in for you and your soul. I really, really strongly recommend you call your soul in, okay? Or that higher part of yourself. Do that now. Okay? Now what I want you to do is relax your, use your breath to relax even deeper. In through your nose, out through your mouth. One time. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Two times. And one more time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. You feel relaxed, okay? And you feel like that you're in a place where you can call on your soulmate to bring him or her to you. Maybe you've met them, or maybe you haven't and would like to meet them. Maybe you have someone right now in your life that you know they're your soulmate, the one you're supposed to build a life with. So that's okay too. So what I want you to do is just visualize that person in your mind's eye. Do that now. Or if you have an idea what your soulmate looks like, that's cool too. Before I met mine, I met him 3 months in three separate dreams before he came. I have another friend of mine that, she's actually a client, she did the same thing. So do you want to meet your soulmate? Do you want to strengthen a soulmate relationship of a special somebody you have in your life right now? Okay. Or do you want to know the relationship that you have, is this the one for you to build a life with? Clear on that and put your intention out there. Let me tell you to do this. I am grateful for the soulmate that I am meeting, or I am grateful for the man or woman that I have met, and I am grateful for being clear on wanting to meet, be, and build a life with my soulmate. Say one or all three of those things. Do that now. I am grateful for meeting my soulmate. I am grateful for the man or woman I'm going to meet. I am grateful. I am grateful for bringing this person in my life. Okay? So now that you've done that, let your angel, let your higher power, let your soul, make sure you have your soul there with you. Say thank you for bringing or showing up to help me with create this soulmate relationship. Do that now. Any messages that you need to know before you meet that perfect person for you? We're all perfect in our imperfection, right? Okay. Now, if there's three or four different things, or I don't care how many you want, like physical characteristics, spiritual characteristics, maybe you want somebody that meditates, maybe you want somebody on a physical level 6 foot, you know, maybe you're 6'3", maybe you want somebody 5'3", whatever you want. Be very clear on a couple of the characteristics on a physical level, in a spiritual level, and an emotional level. Do you want somebody that's religious, and or do you want somebody that's spiritual? Do you want them both? Okay, do that now. All right, now what I want you to do is let your soul know, your angels know, your higher power know that it would be cool, great, or good, whatever you want to say, if this situation or this higher power, this angel came to you in your dreams and showed you your soulmate.
or maybe you would like your soulmate to visit you in your dreams, or you in his or hers. Do that now. Say, it's okay. I am agreeing that it is okay for you to show me my soulmate in my dreams or in my meditation. Do that now. All right, one more thing before we close. Ask your higher power, your angels, God, whoever you believe in, Shamuel, Angus, I am asking you to come to me in my meditation, in my dreams, to help me discover who I am here to be with. I know you did that a little bit ago, but I want you to do it one more time. All right, now what I would like you to do is we're going to come back. I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and on 1, you'll open your eyes and enjoy your evening, enjoy your day. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So make sure you enjoy your day or night, whatever you're doing, and have a wonderful now. Okay? Thank you. I'll do another meditation another day or so. Okay? Bye now.